Big Sloth.
Hey everyone, welcome to a long overdue episode of Potato
Salad
Ma Laid. We are back. It is myself, Sean, and
Carter.
And we are here to entertain you with our fun
and exciting
laughter. Carter is 8. It has been a long time since we sat down to do a podcast together, but one thing I know is that Carter is my
son.
No, I was hoping for best friend.
Best friend.
And today is my
birthday.
No, today's not my best friend. Today is my birthday. And we are going to celebrate by putting together an episode that's very special for all of you. It is the episode called My Birthday Happiness. We're going to play a lot of games. We're going to have a lot of fun all here today on Potato
Salad
Ma Laid.
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 Kick it.
Everybody, it's Sean and
Carter
from here on Potato
Salad
Marmalade, and we're excited to have you here with us for episode 34 of our deluxe, beautiful, handsome show. Its hair is as ravishing as my son, who needs a haircut but refuses to get one because he
has a lot of hair.
And he looks
good.
Really
good.
Super
good.
And there's no doubt that all the ladies...
Good.
Very talkative today. So this first segment here, we're going to play a game called Birthday Surprise. I want to ask a few questions of Carter and get an answer that only a man on his birthday could get. Hold on a second.
Good.
That was a birthday surprise. So Carter, on your last birthday, what was the biggest surprise you got? Did you just fart?
No, I didn't.
Did you brain fart?
No. I can't. I'm loading.
I would like to tell you that he pointed at a loading screen and said loading. I believe his brain is loading. How about this? I'll give you one. How about that time that I came downstairs in nothing but a wrestling mask?
Oh, yeah.
That didn't happen. Tricked you. How was that for a birthday surprise? My birthday, I tricked you. How about this? How about for my birthday surprise, we go downstairs in just wrestling masks and we scare your mom?
Yep.
All right, let's pause this right now, the podcast, and we will put on wrestling masks and we will take off our shirts and we will go surprise your mom and we will come back and report the results. How's that sound?
Great.
Okay, let's do that. We'll be right back.
5 minutes later.
So, that didn't work. The mask thing was a bad idea. We got shirtless, and we went downstairs, and your mom was asleep. Mm-hmm. So basically, we got shirtless for nothing. And then my head got stuck in this mask. So now I have to wait for your mom to wake up to cut the strings out of this mask so I can get out of it. And I can't see because I had to take off my glasses to put the mask on.
And was pretty bad.
To say the least. Yep. I'm kind of in a lot of pain emotionally.
Wow, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you. The most embarrassing part is I can't find my clothes. My shirt is missing.
That's funny.
Did you hide my shirt?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Are you lying?
No. Yes.
I knew it. The dog's in the hallway.
Yep.
I hear her.
She's in the hallway.
She's silently judging me for being shirtless and stuck in a Mexican wrestling mask. So what am I going to do? Hey, Carter, so I got another question. As far as birthday surprises go, what kind of cake do you like?
Carvel.
Carvel ice cream cake? What kind? Yes. Describe it for me.
When it has a whale on the front.
So are you talking about Fudgy the Whale?
Yeah.
Fudgy the Whale's a great cake. Would you rather eat 2 slices of Fudgy the Whale or get $100?
Eat Fudgy the Whale.
Would you rather eat 2 slices of Fudgy the Whale?
2 slices of Fudgy the Whale.
Or get $500?
Get Fudgy the Whale. 2 slices of Fudgy the Whale.
Would you rather eat Fudgy the Whale or get $10,000 cash?
Eat Fudgy the Whale.
That is 5 months of our mortgage. I'm going to tell you that if someone offered you that money and you ate the whale instead, I would let you sleep under the deck for a week.
You mean you'd make me?
Okay. Would you rather... Here we go. I'm going to get you with this one. Would you rather eat 2 slices of Fudgy the Whale or drink a lifetime supply of Big Red Soda?
Fudgy the Whale.
How about if you could never have Big Red Soda again?
No. No. For those, it's not happening.
Yeah, for those
and
of
then
you,
I'm going to eat Fudgy the Whale.
For those of you that don't know, Big Red Soda is produced by Dr. Pepper Bottling Company in Texas. And it is a cream soda with a bit of spice, and it is delicious. It's a bit of heaven in a bottle.
Heaven in a bottle. That exists now, only available until 4th of July. Buy it now, or else Jesus will not like.
It's so dark. It's like the darkest thing you've ever said.
Or Jesus will not like.
Buy it now or Jesus will not like you. This is the worst kids podcast ever. The kids podcast for adults. All right, so Fudgy the Whale or what is the name of that car? The name of that car that you like, the new one, the Rivian?
Rivian R1T.
Okay, so this Rivian R1T for free. The Rivian R1T for free. Or 2 slices of Fudgy the Whale.
Rivian R1T.
What if I said a Rivian R1T, or you'll never, if you take a Rivian R1T against 2 slices of Fudgy the Whale and a lifetime supply of Big Red Soda.
It's still R1T. Oh. Fudgy the Whale.
All right, what about...
Fudgy the Whale.
What if you could add a cookie puss?
What's a cookie puss?
Carvel makes a cookie puss. It's basically Fudgy the Whale, but it's turned sideways with an ice cream cone for a nose.
You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. No, I'd pull it up for you, but I can't see anything.
Cookie puss.
Can't see right now without my glasses, and I'm stuck in this mask.
Cookie puss.
Yeah.
A cookie puss.
Yep, it's a face. It's his puss. Get it? It's face. I really can't see anything right now. You look really handsome, though.
Thank you.
No, that's an insult, because I can't see. Alright, so I have another question. When you put candles on someone's birthday cake, Should they be regular candles and a candle number for each year of that person's life? Or should it be a candle shaped like the number of years of their life? So you're going to be 9. Should it be 9 candles or a candle shaped like the number 9?
Fuzzy doy. Okay, I'll stop. 9 candles.
9 candles.
9 candles of fudgy doy.
Just so everyone knows at home, I gave Carter a Mountain Dew Voodoo, which is the, he's still drinking it, which is the our today's sponsor, Mountain Dew Voodoo, for when your 8-year-old really needs to be amped.
Love it.
What's it taste like, Carter? Don't drink too much too fast. I don't need you throwing up in my office.
Mountain Dew Spark.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
Mm. Oh, yes, go. Yeah.
I like to move for the record that Carter just looked the most relaxed he's ever looked. I mean, disgusting. All right, so what about my birthday? Because I turned 44 today. Do I get 44 candles, or should I have 2 candles that are shaped like 4s? Also, should I find my shirt and put it back on?
Yes, you should find a candle and find a shirt and put it back on. 44 candles and fudge it away. Imagine just like this existing, like a little candle shaped like a birthday cake and fudgy the whale.
That's a lot of candles. It'd probably be very expensive.
Yeah.
It'd probably be very, very expensive. I don't even know what to tell you about that one. It'd probably be very hard to come by.
Fudgy the whale.
I don't think there could possibly be anything more expensive than a fudgy the whale cake.
What about 44 Fudgy the Whale cakes with 44 Fudgy the Whale cakes on top of the 44?
That's 164 candles.
Oh, God. The Fudgy the Whales are taking over the world.
Oh, my eyes are watering from this.
From this Fudgy the Whale-ness?
All the fudgy talk.
All right,
so how about this? Can you imagine this? What if your mom and I were really into fruit and healthiness? And on your birthday, we gave you...
Fudgy the Whale.
On your birthday, we gave you a banana. Would you imagine a world where you would be okay with a banana?
Yeah.
A birthday banana.
Yeah, it's like, happy birthday, here's a Glock.
No, a banana. No. A birthday banana.
Yeah, I know. What are you name engraved on this?
Of the banana?
Can't say it, it's actually a banana.
Right now, what's your favorite word?
Fudgy the whale.
On that note, we'll take a quick break here on Potato
Salad
Marmalade.
Laid.
In a world where people watch movies,
I think I'm going to watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. It's Sean.
And Carter.
We wanted to talk to you a little bit about boat safety. Every day, people buy boats, and it's the best day of their life. But they don't understand the danger that happens when you bring marmalade on top of a boat.
You get in a car crash.
You get in a car crash in your boat.
Because there could be two cars on your cargo boat, and they could crash on your boat, and then the gas can explode your cargo boat.
And you don't want that to happen. You gotta watch out for all that marmalade on the cargo boat.
And then the cargo boat will start driving the marmalade will start driving the cargo boat into a car crash.
And that's what you gotta be careful of. And that's why every day, potato salad marmalade is here to prevent you from getting in a cargo boat car crash. Every day, potato salad marmalade protects you from yourself. We're there for you. Potato salad marmalade. And we're back. Just cutting those public service announcements to protect you from yourself. Because that's what America's all about.
What the heck was that?
I don't know. Feeling weird. Anyway, so Carter and I wanted to let you know we got a new dog. Our other dog, Savannah, our beautiful Frenchie, she passed away in June, sadly. And we realized along the way in our healing journey that we are a dog house. We weren't a French bulldog house only. We were like, man, what do we miss?
A dog.
And we needed one. So we needed to have a dog. And we realized we're a dog house. We're the type of family that needs a dog in our life. So we ended up going to Barks.
Barks is a animal adoption center. And we went to see the dogs because we're a dog family. And we went to see the one that my dad instantly fell in love with. His name was Timothy.
And his owner had come and found him and claimed him, so Timothy wasn't coming home with us. So the next day we went back and we met Maze. While we were meeting Maze outside, Maze's owner came with her son, and the dog freaked out because the owner was there to see him, and they were very happy to be reunited. So I have the magic touch.
Mm-hmm.
The next we met?
Woofenstein.
And he didn't like me.
He did.
And?
He did.
And?
He did. You just didn't want to get Wolfenstein and Max.
She gave it away. And then there was Meteorologist. Very few visitors back in the back room. Wasn't seeing a lot of people, but my son and my wife had said, hey, let's meet this great dog in the back named Meteorologist, because they have a sense of humor at this shelter. And we figured, you know what, let's go with it and see what happens. I gotta take this mask off. Oh my god, I can't. It's stuck.
Don't need help you?
I can't get it off.
I'll do it.
No, it's fine.
No, I got scissors in my hand
right now. I don't trust you with scissors bent the back of my head.
Tough.
No, absolutely not. So, we met Meteorologist, and the minute we got back there with her out in the yard, she threw her little paws, huge paws up on my shoulders area, and I was like, yep. This is my dog. She chose me. So, brought her home. And now we renamed her Max, M-A-C-K-S. And that's our dog, our little homie, who thinks she's a cat or a 20-pound dog. And that's it. Carter, tell everyone a little bit about Max.
This morning, she tried to sit on Mom's lap, and Mom was barely collapsing.
She is a 50-pound mixed breed that is in no position to act the way she does. She thinks she's a toy poodle or something smaller. I don't even know. But we're happy to have her and give her the love we have. But that is the update on the dog situation here at the Smith House. We'll be right back for one last bit on potato.
Salad.
Ma.
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 Late.
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 Oh, by the way, Carter plays a cello now.
Yep.
Be right back.
How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio.
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.
Thanks for that, man. I appreciate it. My wife, like, she's still asleep. She wouldn't bring the scissors down. Oh, it's no big deal. I am here for you, friend. I'm always here with the scissors. I don't know why you said scissors like that, but I definitely appreciate it.
Wow, thank you.
You haven't seen the man in a year, and that's how you say hello?
Wow. Hey, Hassan.
Oh, Carter. Good to see you.
How are you doing, mate?
Mate, who are you now?
I know, I was just saying it like that because I felt like it.
You know what? It's cool. I like this thing you're doing.
Thank you.
I like your hair, too. You look studly.
Wow.
The ladies must treat you well. They give you little pats on the butt and little kisses on the cheek. Well, I'm going to leave the room, so I will see you guys later. Good job. And, Mr. Smith. Yeah? You are an idiot for doing the thing with no shirt. Put a shirt on! Okay. Just go downstairs. Don't wake my wife up. Oh, you know it. I'll see you later. Bye, Carter.
Bye.
He's always so giving of his time and his efforts. He's so nice. So, Carter, what did we learn today?
I learned that you shouldn't be wearing a mask without a shirt on and tighten it too big on you. Because you can get it stuck on your head.
Huh. I learned that going to the moon in episode 10 was probably the worst thing that you could have done because you got a big head about it and you've been telling all your friends about how you went to the moon in episode 10.
Moon.
Yep, there was a cow. And there was like a purple trail of something, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
What else did you learn?
I learned that episode 10 was pretty good, but...
Are you being conceited again? I learned that when you go to shred papers at a document company, you need to make sure that you don't throw $100 bills in. Oh, groan.
I learned that the Rivian RT1 looks really funky.
I learned that if you're going to have a burrito for lunch, make sure that you don't chase it with a bunch of cream cheese soda.
I learned that Mountain Dew Voodoo is really good.
I learned that insulation in your attic is not cotton candy at all, despite what my father taught me. Gotcha. But I do know one thing. We don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 burrito
jalapeno fudgy doing.